Hello, everyone. How are you?
Hello, everyone, and Happy New Year to everyone.
Thank you.
Hello, folks.
Hello.
I got my camera replaced, so now I can look at you all again. It's very exciting. Just wait a few minutes to see if we get a few more folks.
Tom's not here, so no one's making small talk.
I
No problem. I would really like to know, Susan. You have a beautiful background picture. Is that your campus?
That is campus, yeah.
It looks
That's
really
the view.
gorgeous.
That view, that's our main quadrangle. But that view across is basically when you walk out to the edge there, you can see across our athletic fields, and then there's this beautiful mountain range in the distance. And what that view is basically from the front steps of the library, what you see right there. Not
Wow.
today, not
Yeah,
today.
okay.
We've got quite a bit of, well, actually, we don't have that much snow. Everything is white. But we are supposed to be getting on Sunday night into Monday, which is our first day of classes. We are supposed to be getting 13 inches of snow, I think, which is not a
Quite a
small
lot.
amount.
Yeah. Here right now, I'm sitting in northern Germany, and we had really a lot of snow. It was, we're like not leaving the house at all. It was like it looked beautiful, but it was really below freezing point,
Yeah.
so slipping danger was very high. And now it reverted to really, really gray and ugly looking outside. So I'm kind of, I have mixed feelings about that. It looks horrible, but it's much safer, though I'm not quite sure.
Well, if you can stay at home, it's great. But when you run a library and it's got to open and you got to get somebody
Exactly.
there, like it's makes it much more challenging. I love it.
Exactly.
If I didn't have to, run a service point and a whole
I
public
was,
service operation.
yeah, I was so happy. I had that. I moved to the central service center of our union, of our library union. But before that, I worked as a at a local library here, and we had this issue that we have we don't have, or mostly our underground is mostly overground actually in the outer skirts of the city, and our university was at the outside. And whenever the snow conditions were like they were in the past couple of weeks, the lines wouldn't run because all the switches and the tracks would snow down and everything.
Yes.
So I had to trek for an 8 o'clock morning shift, 1 hour by foot through snow to open the library. I was so
Wow.
fed up.
That is commitment.
I can tell you. The best thing, of course, was no students were there because, hell, who would have done the trek by foot to the library at 8 o'clock in the morning, right?
Well, we're residential, so our students are a lot closer than me.
But as I was the techie and I knew that, I took the time to do some recabling and moving around
Nice.
PC equipment in public areas without disturbing anyone. So, hey.
Excellent. All right. Well, let's get started. Welcome, everyone. Today we are going to talk about not just about snow, which is the topic of the hour, but making our way through our list, which I feel like we're getting faster at these because a lot of them are Library of Congress. Agreed that snow is more fun than tickets, but alas, we are here for tickets. Okay, so we are up to ticket number 5140. And Cornelia, I will just check in with you that you are good with updating the spreadsheet. Yes?
Yeah, I've found it.
Okay, you got it. All right. So I think on the spreadsheet, does that match 5140 is where we're
Yes.
at? Okay, perfect.
Yes.
Perfect, perfect. So, as we've done in the past, I will share my screen. Let me just, for folks at home, I'll just, the notes are here. We don't really keep notes of these meetings other than the links to both the spreadsheet where we are tracking the decision making that Cornelia is updating as we go, and the link to the Jira query is in there. I'm going to share my screen so that you can see as we go through these tickets, kind of we'll see them up on the screen. But the link, if you want to follow along at home, is in that agenda I just posted. So I will share my screen. Any questions before we get started? Here it is. So let me know if you cannot see it. So this is, we're up to 5140. We're on the final slog of Vega tickets. And now we are much more, these are in sort of chronological order, I think, with when they were last updated. So we are now in less than a year ago that these were created. So we really are in the final throws. So, and we probably, the bad news is we probably will not find many that are to close because these are newer ones and they're not things that we're like, we decide we don't need anymore. But there are several that were Library of Congress that we're just going to not include. They're resource access related, but they are being done as part of the Library of Congress implementation. So, this one looks like this is both requests and Library of Congress.
It has also a LOC label.
Okay. So we will leave that one alone.
As I say, it might be able to be deleted because this also says it's for a copy.
Oh, good point. Oh, it's a duplicate. Oh. That's interesting. Like it was like a back, you think it was like a back port to a copy, but it's not done, so it's kind of too late.
Yeah. I mean, it could be possible that the title just needs to be changed to single tenant. I know this is something that popped up with title level requests for both single tenant and ECS, but.
Gotcha. So do you think we should propose for close or just leave it alone because it's the ones the Library of Congress is
Maybe
on.
just add a comment to Anne asking if this can be closed or if it just needs to be renamed.
Gotcha. All right. 5164 lists requests, add more data and record types,
This is
rather.
internal, well, kind of internal. This is a PO ticket. I.e. stuff I need have to do. That's why
It's your own.
it's assigned to me.
I see.
But yeah, this is from Kathleen's group who's doing the list app, and they're still working through all the apps right now. They're on fines and fees, and then after that, they're going to do requests. So this is a general ticket that they create for the POs for that area to go over data that they generate and clean up.
Gotcha. So this is yours.
Yeah.
So, do you want us to close it? No.
Sure. I'm about
So,
that.
does this one need more Do you think this is ready? Oh, it's in refinement. So it's almost ready for dev. What do you want to tag on it? What it should be so we know we looked at it.
I mean, if you want to, but as I said, like this is a ticket that Kathleen's group generates for other groups to do specific work. So it's more like a dev ticket. I'm not sure why they do it at the UX prod
As a
level. So
UX prod, yeah.
yeah.
That's interesting. Okay. All right, so we can just say that that one's Tom's. This one is a circ and not a UX prod, so I guess it's just if it got assigned to Vega, it's showing up on our list.
This is actually related to a lot of the UX prods that are out there for. Deleting policies.
This one doesn't have any. Oh, the tags are over here. It doesn't really have any labels. Is it even something we need to weigh in on since it's not a UX prod?
You probably could skip over it. Alex wrote it. Probably was something that he ran into while during testing. He's one of the backend developers in Vega.
Gotcha. All right. So I don't think we necessarily need to do the ones that are not UX prods. All right, fail checkout when due date would be in the past due to patron expiration. Oh, I remember discussing this at an RA SIG. Oh, yes, it was this a year ago. So this we definitely still need. The question is, does it need more? I think it probably needs some refinement because it doesn't really have a lot in it.
Yeah, we have added a suggestion, but yeah, it needs stories still.
But definitely see, so that's what I mean. These are the ones that we just within this last year we've been talking about. This is ECS. Is this a Library of Congress? No.
Partially, yes. ECS
Partially.
Circuit is part of the work being done for ECS, but also it kind of relates to the Library of Congress. ECS Circuit is basically work that's being done that it's a lot that allows you to check out items from one data tenant to another data tenant in an ECS environment. So this I know came up during one of the refinement sessions as something they wanted to do, so Anne wrote up this ticket.
Gotcha. So is it something we need more refinement, or is it look? I mean, it's already in refinement, so.
I think it's safe for us to skip it.
Okay. This is
Probably look at this
also,
is also,
this is
yeah, this is,
LOC. Yeah. This
next
next
one's
one
gonna be the same
probably
thing.
is as well. Yeah, these are both LOC 5223 and 5224.
5279 is LOC, I can tell by the
Yeah,
title.
by the title of it. LOC. Let me know if you need me to slow down at all, Cornelia. Or if the tickets in your spreadsheet differ from these in any way. Change the order of facet options in circulation log.
Yeah, I mean, if you want, RA can look at this. This should be ready to go, though, because I spent some time with
Oh yeah,
Dimitri
this
as
one's
well as
open.
yeah.
This is about the just where the order is in the filters of the circ log.
Yes, yeah. If you look at
Gotcha.
the facets in the circ log drop, it's just the order of them because they got mixed up and rearranged a lot, so.
Gotcha. So this is just a front end thing. All right, so this one looks ready for dev.
Translation will mix it all up again.
Yeah, that's one reason why we ran into issues is like I had conversations with Kimmy about this because originally this ticket was to put them in alphabetical order, but she very logically pointed out that as soon as you translate any of these, they'll be out of alphabetical order again. So she's like, I would suggest putting them in a logical order. Just, yeah, and saying this is the order instead of saying it, alphabetical order. But
Gotcha. All right, so that one is ready for dev. This one is a UI requirement, not a UX prod, so I'm not sure. Override. Oh, this is a public library one. It looks
There we go.
open. Oh, this one's open, so I think this is just ready for dev, it looks like.
Where are we?
Sorry, this one might
UI.
not be on your list. It's a UI, so we can skip over it.
Ah,
It's not a
okay.
UX prod. I'm not sure why some of these ha came up on the search. I thought they were. The type is all new feature, so I'm not sure why they're showing up when they're not UX prods, but. Oh, this is another deprecating of PubSub. What I can't remember what we did with the last one of these. This one's open, so it's already ready for dev anyway.
Yeah.
But it's not even really ours. So it can be skipped, I think. It's just that it happens to be in circulation. Circ settings, enhancements, and fixes. Okay, this looks very vague.
Yeah, it was just
A
me.
collection of tickets. Oh, okay.
Yeah, if you scroll down, there should be tickets linked to it.
I see. So it's just an umbrella.
Yeah, I was just using it to collect ideas and other tickets.
Gotcha. Okay. So is this, does this need anything?
Now, this is just more of a Tom put threw something in there so he doesn't lose track of stuff and
I
then lost
see.
track of it.
Gotcha. Can I put fee fines on it?
Sure.
Oh, I just clicked on something. Pardon me. Pay no attention to
You're
that.
just assigning to yourself. That's okay.
Not assigning to myself. All right. Multi-tenant circulation fee fine functionality. This is yours too, Tom. Are these, let's see. Oh my goodness, this is very long.
Yeah, this is stuff that this is going to be this is going to be updated with stuff as we work on in the working group with fee fines.
Okay. So is this also an umbrella? It looks like a umbrella for a bunch of different things, or
Kind of
for
is.
multi-tenant.
Yeah, it's primarily for multi-tenant stuff because they're trying to get with ECS, they're trying to get a holistic system for circulation, and part of that is going to be fee fine handling. So we're working on how fee fines are handled in a multi-tenant environment.
Gotcha.
Is this related to ECS? Or is
Yes.
this, oh, it's an ECS thing. Okay,
Yes.
I get it. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So does it need a tag, do you think?
I think it already has a fee fine tag, which I think
I
is
just gave it a
okay.
fee fine tag, but does it
Yeah.
need an RA for
Well,
the refinement tag, or you're already working on it?
it's not even in the
we're already
spreadsheet.
working.
Oh, it's not on the
Yeah.
spreadsheet.
It's not, yeah.
Okay.
I'd say we're already working on it, so I won't worry about it. And the next one you can probably
Yeah,
jump
this
as well.
technical debt we're skipping
Yeah.
because that's just Vega's own thing. Override non-requester checkout single tenant.
And this one was basically ready to go. We just needed to have time to go because it's a big ticket.
All right. Then it can be ready for dev. Are these on your list, Cornelia? 5400?
Yes.
Okay. So that one's ready for dev. 5411. Customer user field after loan is anonymized. All right. Oh, I yeah, we definitely want this one.
I've been going back and forth whether or not we need that one or not.
We do, because guess what's in our custom fields? One institution you belong to. So when we anonymize, guess what you can't find out?
What
How many
institution you belong
loans,
to?
yeah, well, how many loans you lent to your own people and how many you lent to other people, other institutions. So yeah, we found that out after anonymizing.
I think that needs more refinement, though.
It definitely needs more refinement, but definitely that is something we still need.
Yes.
All right. 5491. Requests app, include request, close date, and request search result CSV. This seems pretty straightforward. Does this need further refinement? It seems pretty.
That should be okay. This looks like a pretty straightforward
Yeah, I
one.
was going to say it's very specific.
Also has an LLC label.
What is the TO2? Does anyone know what that
Yeah, too.
is? It like another phase or something like that? I'm just curious.
Yeah, that's the second round of LOC features,
Gotcha.
essentially.
Thank you. So that one looks like it's good to go. Mediated requests. This is going to be LOC, yeah. I mean, everything. I think all of these that are mediated requests are going to be LOC. So 5490, these are backwards for some reason. 5489 and 5488 are all LOC. Oh, and there's more. 5487 is also LOC. And then 5479 is long. Not LOC. No, it is
It is
LOC.
LLC, yeah.
Not LOC1. All right, so 5474 also LOC. Notifications for requests. This looks like it was. Let's see.
What? Okay, I'm not alone. That exactly was my reaction. What do they want to do?
Okay.
Oh,
Yeah.
they want to send an email to staff when
There's a whole
requests come
service
up.
library.
Yeah. That's okay. Well, somebody wants it, but this sounds like it's an individual person who requested it.
Yes. Probably EBSCO customer.
Yeah, this seems like an individual.
I'd maybe mark it as more refinement because if RA comes back and says that we as a general group don't think this is a necessity, it would give the P, well, and the ability to probably close this as won't do. But there also, there might be other people that are like, yeah, we do want something like this. Is it possible to have a access service notification?
To
Right,
me,
like I
that
guess if you had a per if you had a location that doesn't get a lot of requests, maybe. But like we're printing our requests every day. Like we're not multiple times a day, so it seems.
This sounds a bit more like something that a task manager needs to handle in the sense of querying the database for certain requests and sending out a notification instead of like an additional feature that is locally done via a task instead of building it into Folio per se. That is my first impression. It sounds very specific to me.
I liked the workflow. I like some sort of like as a trigger or something.
Exactly.
When the promise of all that comes to fruition.
Yeah, the workflow group right now is on hiatus until they get up and running. Well, Timu gets it up and running on Sunflower, I think.
Gotcha. All right, circ module, loan renewals allowed after due date. Needed by FSE. Create a loan with a due date in the past. All right, so this needs further refinement. I can see why this would be needed, but it definitely needs to be fleshed out because we need to know, like, is it a renewal or is it a change due date situation? Like, what's the best process for that? So let's give it more refinement because I think it's draft anyway.
No, there is the last comment says we are considering closing this issue.
Oh, really? Did we say that? Or
No,
Anne's?
Anne.
Okay.
Yeah, I think
Okay.
this is, I can imagine. Yeah, it's about that renewal is possible even after the due date. And I can imagine this is something some libraries might want to not, be able to renew after due date, but it should be,
I see.
if it should be a setting or several
Right.
settings for several occasions and not just the system should not allow renewals after the due date. I
Yeah,
mean, we can't
gotcha.
decide it for everyone.
We still want
Olga,
to do that.
you
You
still want to
want to be
renew it?
able to do that?
To renew after the due date, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, I see. I was thinking of it as the opposite that they were.
If something like that is created, it should be a setting, and then it should be up to the library if they want it.
If you read the expected behavior, that might help make it a little bit clearer. But yeah, the second one is also weird too, in my opinion. It's like if it's renewed, they don't want any fee fines added until it's returned. So yeah, this is definitely one of those strange ones.
All right. So should we mark it to close or should we? It doesn't.
Either way, like if there's enough people here that think this is that this encompasses some functionality that they may want, if you want to refine it and rewrite it to something else, I'm fine with that. As you can see, we never got a response back when we asked who could be a point person for this to try to explain a little bit more. So that's the reason why we're going to close it. But if it's something that RA wants to pick up and refine, that's completely fine as well.
Well, I think it would have to be, as Olga mentioned, like an it would have to be a setting or an option because some people want to be able to renew after the due date. Like that is like a normal function. So, why don't we propose it to close? It'll go out, and folks can speak up at that point if they don't want to close it, if they still want it. Mediated
I think
request. Does
that's
that
a good
sound good,
idea.
Cornelia? Okay.
Yes.
All right. So that one was 55.87. Yay, we closed one. Woohoo! Go us. So this one is an LOC, mediated requests, 54.84. This looks like it is probably LOC as well. see. Oh my gosh, it's long.
Wait, where are we?
Sorry, 5484 was an LOC.
Okay.
And then 5492 is also an LOC.
Yeah, and it's the ECS version of the requester override,
Right.
which is a lot more difficult in ECS than it is in SQL 10.
Yes. Yeah, I can imagine. This one also looks like it's ECS, but it's not labeled LOC.
Yeah, but if you look at the parent, it's ECS circulation expansion. This is part of the ECS circulation tickets that Ann
Okay.
has been working on.
All right. So 5521 also LOC.
This is an overall project within Folio.
Oh, yeah,
And
this is
it's,
not ours.
yeah.
All right. Skip 5542.
We have to delete all those social security numbers.
Right. Passport numbers. Oh, boy. All right. Let's see. This looks like LOC. 5573 is LOC.
This is kind of LOC too. This is
Yeah.
ECS patron blocks.
Yep, these
Next one
next
is the same
two.
thing.
Yep.
Yeah.
So
So
5600.
They're so new and not on the spreadsheet.
Okay. How are we doing on the spreadsheet? What do we have left on there?
Nothing.
Are you at the end of it?
Yes, I'm at the end of the
Okay.
spreadsheet.
So let's see. I think these probably are also like we're down at yeah, look at this. Created November 25.
Yes.
So my goodness, we did it. Yay. Okay, so the rest of these look
Are
like
either technical or LLC.
ECS.
Yeah.
Yeah. We don't need to add them to the spreadsheet because
No, for sure not.
it's not for us.
Cross-tenant, so that's ECS also. Great. Amazing. Yay. We did it.
Go and take a nap.
Yeah, right. Seriously.
Yes.
I will have a list of ones that are supposedly request related. I mean, sorry, are resource access related that may not be tagged with resource access, or that were not assigned to Vega or Volaris. So we have gone through all of the Vega and all the Volaris tickets to date, which is very exciting. And then we have whatever stragglers we have left. And then very soon, because this is the end of this process, we have to come up with a process for prioritization. So then we can decide how do we want to spend our energy making sure the tickets that are priorities are written up in a way that they're actually ready for development. And our plan was to have someone. Oh, yeah, Anya, go ahead.
Maybe you're going into that right now because I remember we wanted to ask, I think Martina, who was involved in this piloting prioritization
That's right.
procedures thing, to come into the RA-SIC to show us how they did it and their experiences. Would that link into that?
That's right. That was our plan. And then we got tied up in this ticket review first, which took basically a year.
Yeah. But it made sense to do a review first before we prioritize
Absolutely.
anything.
Absolutely. So we still want to do that. And I don't remember. So it's Martina from the RA-SIG. I mean, sorry, from the a acquisitions, right? Is that right? Resource
Yeah, they
management.
piloted that in the acquisition SIC.
So I think we should still do that. And at a future RA meeting, before we, I mean, once we've, I need to make sure. I don't think we have a huge number of tickets that we haven't looked at yet. There are some, and hopefully there are some in there that are really old that we can just close.
Did you
How
get a
many?
list? Did you get a list from
I
Kalila?
do have a list.
Okay.
I have a couple of, I think I have three lists. She generated
Oh.
like a variety of different lists, and so I have to pull them together to figure out what the next step, like what the best way to bring them into both a spreadsheet and then also to have a list that we can go through together.
Right.
We do not have a meeting next week. Next week is our calendar. I had to look up what it was called. Our calendar calming week. So the, was it the product council, the community council? I can't remember who came up
Product.
with the product council. So the calendar calming approach was to reduce the number of meetings in the year. And so there's a week set aside for every month of 2026 for no meetings to be held. So we are going to go ahead and follow that pattern. The first three of them are up in our 2026 calendar. I didn't put any more because I think they said they were going to review the 20, like after 3 months, get a sense of whether it was working before deciding to go forward. So it's sort of a pilot. But our calendar calming week is this coming week. So there will not be a meeting on Monday or on Thursday. And I'll send something out on the Slack channel about that. But that means that our next meeting is scheduled for, let me look at my calendar, Groundhog Day, February 2nd. And we don't have an agenda yet, but if folks have anything, we can, maybe I can reach out to Martina and see if she can come that day. But we can find out what our, figure out what our next
Maybe we
agenda
should talk to the POs first.
is. See where they're at. We do have the one thing we have on our future agenda is February 19th. The Steph Buck is going to come talk about circulation log with the whole group. And that is on a Thursday because Steph can't make the Monday meeting. So that will be in place of this ticket review meeting. All right.
So, what about the next Thursday meetings? Tom, when are you going to have your next Fifine subgroup?
So next week is the calming week, so we probably should skip next Thursday's meeting as well. So it'd be the Thursday after, right?
Yeah, I think that's the challenge, is it got us out of sync because
Yeah.
we, because it, like, I didn't take that into account when I told Steph, like, oh, you can have my meeting on the Thursday. So I gave away your meeting.
No, that's fine. Well, wait, you mean, yeah, Steph is coming on the 5th, right?
No, the
No,
19th, the
19th.
19th.
Oh, that's fine too, because
Not
I
till
mean,
the
even.
19th. It's just that that will be, if we keep going with the order, if we like skip next week and then Fee Fine becomes the 5th, then that 19th was set aside for your meeting.
Oh, I see what you mean.
See what I
I
mean? I
mean,
didn't have calendar calming in when I gave away that meeting slot, so.
so what we're doing in Implementers, we're not changing our pattern until they decide if they want to keep this permanent or not.
Yeah.
So if you want to keep the 5th as the JIRA review and I do the 12th as the fee fine, that
Okay.
way it's still keeping the every other week pattern, I'm fine with that. And
Okay.
then that also doesn't mess up with Steph on the 19th. It just means that there would be the fee fine meeting on the 12th. The 26th will be the calming week, so we won't have it then. And then let's see, fee fine would be on the 12th again on March.
Okay. That sounds good.
Have to make sure I'm not stepping on my dog. She likes to lay at my feet.
So I'll plan. So we'll plan to have this group meet again on the 5th of February. And I will look at the rest of the ones that Kalila sent out, and get started on that process. Again, I'm not sure how many there are going to be, but by then I'll have a better sense of exactly how many we have, and hopefully we'll have a plan for what to do with prioritization before we move on. If folks have any ideas, thoughts about prioritization, please let me or Cornelia know. There was a process that they did in acquisitions. I'm not sure if we'll be able to translate it exactly to resource access. Many of you know, we have a lot of tickets, like the most tickets in any of the groups. So I think the idea of asking people to prioritize 250 or 300 tickets may not be as practical as it might have been in other SIGs that had fewer tickets, but I'm not 100% sure. So,
What if we did it by theme? Like we said, what are the like do two rounds? Because you're right, like a lot of other groups, they don't have as many tickets as we do. But we could say, okay, of these 10 areas within resource access, which are the most important to you right now? And it could be like notifications, requests, fee finds, like larger areas. And then once you pick out like the top two, you go down to those areas and say, these are all the tickets in those silos. Of these tickets, which is your top two? And then break it up that way. I don't know.
Yeah, agreed. And we also did group, we subgrouped a lot in this process. Like there's in the spreadsheets, there are the subgroup labels that are also labels on the tickets themselves. So we could cluster them that way. We also have our gap list, which presumably, if it's on the gap list, it was a priority. So, like starting with those are also things that those tend to be larger sort of feature requests as opposed to fixing something, a smaller thing. It's not 100%, it's still black and white, but there may be things that are priorities that are not on the gap list, for example.
We also have our top five list.
Right. Yes, which we already presumably that those are at the top of the list, right? So, but I think all of those staff had to have JIRAs to be on there. The question of whether or not they're fully refined is not clear. Like that should be a step.
Aside from the our top five and the overall gap list we looked at, I think the suggestion that Tom had that we look first at what are the most pain points in terms of what area, and then do because we need to put in a lot of work into refinement to make it development ready, and that way we could focus on the area that in the RA6 opinion should have a focus first and do the refinement there to get them into the pipeline for dev to be able to pick right away and then move to the second highest rated area and do the same. So we wouldn't exhaust ourselves with looking at hundreds of tickets at the same time and trying to refine all over the place. So I think that sounds like a good approach to me, I have to say.
Yeah. I mean, there's so many tickets here. There's no way we're going to be able to refine all of these. Like, there's just, it's just not the goal.
You just
The
have to be a
needs
little
might
anxious.
vary.
Oh, sorry, go ahead. Come in.
The
Come in.
needs might vary in the different areas. Like, if one library prioritizes fees and fines and another like requests, then this is all equally important at the end. That's not going to work.
Yeah, I mean, we are going to have to find a process that feels like people are able to put in their voice, but also it sort of has to be democratic in some ways. Like it is sort of a voting kind of situation of how do we even though it might be someone's. I mean, if somebody wants to write up the ticket and refine the ticket so it's ready, it doesn't mean it's going to go to the top of the list, so it's hard. But if it's refined and they do the work on that part, then they can also, they have the options of finding other development resources to be putting towards that as well. So I feel like there's not a one size fits all for this because it's such a large scope of work and it's such a large community. But we do need to start somewhere because I feel like if we don't start refining some of these tickets, especially the ones that we've already identified as priorities, we're not, they're not going to get done. So.
So I'm really curious about this list of tickets that are not assigned yet to a team.
Yeah, for sure.
There could be a lot of them because normally when a UX prod is written, they don't get assigned to a team right away.
Right. Yeah. But a lot of the work, initial work was done. So I also don't know like what the range of dates are and things like that. But we can look at those at our next meeting on the 5th. And yeah, and then I will, Cornelia, I'll reach out to you so we can set up a time to plan, have a plan of
Yes.
attack. All right. Well, thank you, everyone, and enjoy your calming calendar calming week. It's also our first week of classes, so I don't know what that means from calm. Anything calm is probably highly unlikely. But
our
we
last,
might have a
yeah.
snow day, so who knows?
It's our last week before migration, and we do not only migrate our acquisitions to Folio, but also our whole data to a new union catalog and transfer to a new discovery system and a new ILL system.
Boy,
Sounds
you do
like a
need a calming
really,
week.
exactly. You'll have a really calm time enjoying the calming
Sorry.
period at Folio. Oh, and 2 days of training each week, not forget it.
Oh, God.
I love
I
it.
think it's a good time for a vacation.
Sounds good. All right. Well, enjoy all. Good luck, Cornelia.
You.
It's good luck. Good
Take
luck.
care.
Take care, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.